the vote was done. So that was one thing. The 14 votes had said yes. And I think the other thing, I think there's a cross view in the sense that for me as manager, I've always made my views clear. You want to get on with the football. So to get it done before the season starts, once it's done, that's your group, you focus on the football. From a business point of view and the club's point of view as a business, it can be tricky because that extra little bit of period, it gives you more time to recruit, gives you more options possibly that might arise. I think the big thing about the club's point of view is if the whole of Europe comes into line and all different windows, then that's very helpful, of course. Now, we're still not sure how that's going to happen, but that would be favourable. And I think, you know, really, it's just combining the two. But I think generally the club backs the idea. It's just that their idea was if the others are going to come into line, of course, that makes it a lot easier.
But you were adamant that you personally...
Yeah, because I always speak from a manager's point of view. Yeah. I sometimes venture into the business world of our club, but mainly it's my job to get the team prepared and win games. I never, you know, as much as I'm interested in the whole business of football, I've never lost sight of the fact that you have to win games as a manager. So therefore, when you look at it on its football point of view, you know, you ideally want your group in your building. You want to know who you're working with. You want to know that before the first game. And also, if you lose a player 3 weeks in, you could have done your tactical planning during the summer. Then it shifts and it changes because of each game that comes round. But then that player, in theory, goes to the opposition and tells them everything that you've just done. And not only what you've just done during pre-season, how you've changed it if the season gets underway and it's not quite working, etc., etc. So it doesn't really make sense on that point of view either.
If the Football League decide not to bring it in line with what the Premier League clubs have now voted on, then you could have a situation where you could still sell your players potentially to the Championship or to foreign markets, can't you?
Well,
3 weeks into the season.
The thing is, with any changes, is there'll always be little things that don't suit everyone. Or most changes, that is, in football. And this is no different. There will be, so things like World Cup year, you know, should there be an extended period in a World Cup year? Possibly. Can that be decided now? Can it be decided in the future? We'll have to wait and see. The teams coming up in the playoffs, they're going to have a shortened attempt at getting things in order. Very difficult. But what I'm saying, how do you get it right for everyone concerned? There's always going to be people who are not sure. There's always going to be people who go against it. I think we're a mixed bag of our beliefs. Mine as a manager and the club at large generally believing in it. But it would be a whole cleaner thing if everyone across the different windows was all aligned with the same date, same timing.